Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. Free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN, mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting this uncensored content well into the future. And that being said, I do have my regular co-host here with me today, political dissident Stephen Douglas Whitener. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Richard. Hello, RBN listeners, fellow domestic terrorists. I'm really glad to be back here with you, Richard. It's I listened to you the last couple of days too, and you know I have to say it's spot on. You know, when you were going over with the Ukraine situation on Monday, especially, that's just ridiculous. That and it just anyway, yeah, it's a good show you have here. I was thinking while I was listening to the music coming in, what are the signs that you too might be a white supremacist domestic terrorist? You know, first of all, if you're listening to this broadcast, I guess, if you, you know, pay a little more attention to the news than the average person, if you maybe read a physical book instead of depending on the screen all the time, if you care more for your health than trying that, then, you know, getting a shot to ward off sickness, but try to keep your immunity up. I was just, it's just but kind of like Foxworthy used to do. You might be a redneck. Yeah. If one of the signs, you too could be one of us.
Yeah. Yeah. And I noticed earlier this month, a humorous little post by Chris Black. We can now add walking funny to the list of things boomers thinks makes people a Fed, and other qualifying characteristics which could make boomers think makes you a Fed would be not being fat, not wanting to get doxxed by leftists, wearing a mask, belonging to an organization with some sort of dress code. And this guy, as Chris Black says, in my opinion, uniforms are goofy, but they don't inherently make someone a Fed. Or maybe if the January 6th protesters were wearing masks, they wouldn't be rotting in jail right now after getting doxxed by their friends and family or by FBI facial recognition software like Smart Checker and Clearview that are out there. You know, I heard a little bit of an update regarding Biden, his administration, urging the courts not to allow the release. I'm getting these articles confused. No, that was regarding the voting machines. Yeah, no. Biden administration also urged the courts not to allow release of secret report on Dominion voting machines. Of course, it could compromise people's trust in the integrity of the election system. You know, that's always the reason. But no valid reason that we can think of to withhold more than 14,000 hours of January 6th video, according to the defense attorney. But that's not stopping the White House from Congress from trying to withhold 1,400 hours of footage. It just shows how much it was a setup.
It's just a clown show. It is. It's ridiculous. It gives me pause to think about what's coming with the truckers convoy. We have to that's kind of funny, that thing about, you know, boomers thinking you're a Fed, but, you know, they'll be, they definitely will try to infiltrate, and it's coming here now, what was in Canada. I heard them talking about it in a meeting last night, that they're taking donations, physical donations of stuff to take to a convoy down in the lower part of my state, meeting up with I-95. So that is going to, there are plans. I've been seeing them to surround DC with trucks. It's like, so, you know how, in fact, Canada's response to their trucker convoy was largely spurred on by the Biden administration, you know, telling them what to do, it seemed like to me. So that they would probably handle it the same way themselves, and then some. It seems to be coming to a head with that stuff. That's both good and bad. I suppose it's going to be interesting to see how it pans out. Even if they have withdrawn some of the mandates, and although corporations, I'm reading, the private businesses themselves, sometimes, especially if they're associated with BlackRock and Vanguard, they still keep their mandate and their passport, and if it's associated with the vaccine passport, it's associated with them. I was reading that earlier today too. So even if they withdraw the legalese that, and they keep the infrastructure in place, then we've already got the digital currency, social credit score. How did you refer to that yesterday, of the social, political, and environmental, social, and governance? That was it. ESG, the environmental, social, and governance scores, like your social credit score. They're keeping track of that for everybody. If you've got this phone and a credit card, and you know, get online and shop or browse on social media, and they've already got that. If they go to make that retroactive, then I guess I'm done. Yeah,
well, it's ridiculous how much tyranny was being struck down on Canadians regarding their freedom of speech. The freezing of assets, including bank accounts, being frozen by people just for donating, that really blew me away. I can't believe they went to that. So, I mean, are we going to see those sort of extreme measures here in the near future? I mean, can we even rule that out anymore, Stephen, in the U.S.? I mean, I sent you that one article mentioning Washington, D.C. issues alert as it braces for trucker convoy. And, I don't know. You can't really rule out anymore. We've had such a slippery slope with censorship now. Anything related to COVID is getting censored. Anything related to medical information, it's far beyond these so-called fringe topics like revisionism, proving that the Holocaust was a piece of propaganda fiction. So some of the most commonplace discussions and topics now are added to the list. And we saw this coming, you know, because we looked into a lot of these topics early on that were already suppressed long ago. But now everyone, you know, even people who, just like with 9/11, who now, you know, just became truther investigators, if you will, because of COVID, they don't realize just how many ways we're being lied to, but they're starting to get a hint, and it's more than just this this response to the alleged pandemic. As far as we had some other article we were sharing earlier on the transhuman factor, right? Welcome to the fourth industrial transhumanist IOB graphene nanobot revolution. And basically, the idea with the transhumanist agenda is to place nanotech inside our bodies that communicate in real time with the smart grid powered by 5G. The model ostensibly turns human beings via nano implants into antennas that can transmit information. Basically, they're turning human beings into quasi-machines. But, all these things converge. They all connect when you really look into who's funding what and who is pushing for what technology and agendas, how they connect with the ID 2020, how the global ID 2020, how they connect with the vaccine digital passports, And of course, even the green energy, you know, has a place in this, like you say, with the ESG score. So it's all related. 5G, the COVID industrial complex, nanotech, transhumanism, they all fit together. A wireless future of surveillance and potentially, in the long term, I mean, influencing our thoughts. You know, they talk about how they've already found the components which relate to a spirituality, you know, and people who have a spirituality could be a higher threat to these globalists, and to be able to knock that out, they feel would be ideal for their plans. If no one has a spirituality, they'll live more easily in fear of the physical realm and those who dominate control it.
Yet there are fewer and fewer competent people out there to deal with things, it seems. Everybody's begging for any kind of help, and nobody wants to go to work after, you know, being paid to stay home and all. It's like they had played that card with the plandemic, and that's fit into it as well.
And you've heard this term Internet of Bodies, you know, an extension of the Internet of Things with this nanotechnology. It is a real thing. A lot of people still think it's sci-fi. But connected to the Internet of Things, Internet of Bodies, or nanotech of things, potential, and part of it is, yeah, we hear about this graphene-based material and the properties it has. Embedding graphene-made sensors into fabrics, better yet, implanted or ingested, creating technology platforms inside of us. We've had Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla describing the first ever FDA-approved electronic pill, which will invite compliance, as they phrase it, by sending a signal to your doctor that you have indeed swallowed your medication. What we will see is a kind of fusion of the physical, digital, and biological worlds, says Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum. And these particles containing the graphene have a superconductive and highly integrative property with neuron cells in the body and brain, and it's completely unregulated, pioneered by nanotech king Charles Lieber, arguably as far as their plans and what could already be out there, it's arguably in food, drugs, vaccines, the air we breathe, and water. Meanwhile, there's no shortage of studies devoted to graphene-based nanomaterials, GBNs. There still is a lack of systematic research on human health or environmental effects, but we know those pushing it, that's the last thing they care about, Stephen.
Yes, and they can get away with anything they want. There are no regulations. I'm sure that there's the sky's the limit. These mad scientists are fast at work. I have seen video. I've not done this myself, but I've seen video of people going out into public where there's 5G and a crowd of people and turning on their Bluetooth, and there being a whole lot of MAC addresses that they could connect to, more than you would think. That their assumption is that the people that there who had received an injection were somehow pinging the Bluetooth on their phone. I haven't seen proof of this, but I've seen a video of that. I suppose it could be.
You're right.
You know, I don't know that I can't prove that, but I did see a video. I'd like to know if anybody else has, you know, proven or disproven that.
Yeah,
that,
but even, because, you know, yeah. I mean, that could also be out there to make us look kooky. It might not. It might be just a government-placed false story. The point is, we know the technology really is in place, and it will only be a matter of time before these sort of things are a reality, where you actually get a signal sent to them if you actually swallowed the pill or not electronically.
Exactly.
You need your update for the month of gene editing social engineering, Stephen.
You get targeted advertising as you walk down the street. I could see. I remember, what was the movie, Minority Report, where the guy had billboards talking to him by name when he walked up on them. That kind of technology pretty much is already here with the face recognition software that they have. That's just, yeah, it's a scary world. It blows my mind to stop and think about some of these things we're discussing. Sometimes it just seems so much like science fiction.
And
just
we have to remember
a couple of years ago it was, yeah.
And DARPA has been investing heavily in the mRNA technology. People have to realize that this is a military operation against the general populace.
I completely agree. You pegged it when you said that the Third World War is that war that William Cooper described as the war of the governments against their own people that was initiated back in 54. And that's what's been happening. That really is the Third World War. And it's us against them, literally. How did they put it? They phrased it that we would have benevolent slavery and genocide was their plan. that document, and you can see this is like the final battle of that war, this fourth turning that we're in, which started with that financial collapse 2008. You know, this is like the end game for them, and for us too if we're not careful. And it seems like so many things are happening at once instead of it just being multiplied by 10. It's like you're raising things to the 10th power. It's just things really ramped up since they started this COVID stuff. And the fact that they shut the world down for a time there, that was a shock. And I don't think that's ever been done before like that. I mean, just to, okay, stop, you know, and then close the border. Yeah, that just.
And then what I sent you from that one article earlier, that quote was pretty spot on. The article was from Zero Hedge, three revolutionary cycles converging at once. Will you survive the Great Reset? And they describe it this way. Three different cycles are all converging right now. One is what I call PSC, political, social, cultural, and that is the political cycle, which is part of human nature. Then we have technological cycles with their revolutions. Finally, we have financial cycles and their revolutions. And we have all of these, which are at a point where change is inevitable due to the cyclic nature of these systems, Stephen. And all three at once, that's being capitalized. That's being exploited, rather, by these globalist forces, the World Economic Forum, with their Great Reset sort of Hegelian solution to us. There's a limit to green energy described in detail in this excellent article. We might have to wait until a different day to go into it. It has like seven excellent talking points and then further detail on each of those points. But it's about control, just like anything else, the green agenda. And it's not about science whatsoever. The whole CO2, carbon theory, the whole global warming claim, which is we're actually now in a cooling phase. We've left the last warming cycle, which is due to solar factors. Anything that humans could do to the planet is minuscule and has, I mean, you can't even compare it in scope to the impact that the sun's various cycles has on the Earth. But interesting, these different cycles converging, having a stronger potential for anything, though, even a positive future. You know, we have to stop thinking in their frame of defeat. Defeatism of the populace.
There's an opportunity here too. Oh.
Indeed there is. If folks want to call in, we'll take calls. We have one caller to get to after the break. We'll be right back, folks.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We are back, folks. Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener. And let's go to the phones. We have Laura in Michigan first. Hello, Laura.
I just wanted to add to your earlier conversation. Last night, Eric from TradCatNight.org said that Chile just passed a law that says you cannot discriminate against GMO mutants. So what do they know? We don't know.
Oh, wow. That you can't discriminate against GMO mutants. Okay, that's fair. I had not heard that, but that's interesting.
So people who have been affected by GMO or like who were born with birth defects because of GMO, is that what it's referring to?
Could be. It could be. I don't know. That's all I know about it.
Curious.
That's all he said. But they have a law against discriminating against those people. It's kind of scary.
Yeah. They expect a lot more, perhaps, mutant births, I suppose, from the GMO that's out there.
Scary. I hadn't heard that. Thank you for letting us know. I have to look that up. You kind of left me speechless with that. I mean, it's like, I know that the GMO food's a big problem. If we stop using it. Yeah.
And we've heard talk about them trying to possibly have these mRNA update technologies in the GMO foods so that you can't avoid the shot if you have to eat and you have no other choice for your source of food. And that's scary as well for the future.
Yeah.
Laura.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Daniel in British Columbia. Hello, Daniel.
Oh, hey, gentlemen. How you doing, gentlemen? How's it going? I was following this member of parliament in Canada. She got up on the floor of the house there, and she was going off about this little Pepe the Frog character that some of the truckers were sharing these memes of the honking, like the honk honk. I don't know if you saw that at all. So this is supposedly, she said, honk honk or HH is supposed to mean Hail Hitler. Now, I don't think this is true at all. I think it's just something that perpetuates this endless victimhood of the Jewish people. And, of course, she has to get up there in Parliament and say, you know, the stereotype that, you know, someone was waving a Nazi flag at the convoy.
Oh, if it fits in line with Trudeau making those references in the Canadian Parliament, well, if some people in Canadian Parliament want to side with trucker convoys who are waving swastika flags, and then he gets this big set of booing from the crowd, who could tell how much he's trying to spin things. Stephen, you wanted to add?
What was that member of Parliament? What was that person's name? I was wondering if something
her
about
her name. Her name is Yara Sachs, S-A-K-S, and she's a dual Israeli citizen.
That's
at
what
first,
I
nobody
wondered,
knew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, that's what I was going to look up and see.
So it's kind of funny that it just goes to show when you had to try and demonize this convoy, and even in the foreign press, I was reading a New Zealand website, and they called the truckers basically anti-government. I mean, the whole thing was, let's forget these vaccine mandates. It had nothing to do with, like, let's toss out the government and have anarchy and, you know, have a guillotine for Trudeau, anything like that. Because, that's why they're after people's bank accounts, because they could say, oh, they're anti-government, they're anarchists, and they're all looped into the same... it just blows my mind.
Well, Daniel, I'm reminded, like, a little over 2 years ago, before this COVID stuff started, weren't there many millions of people protesting around the world then too? It could be that there's this sentiment is still there, and the powers that should not be recognize it. They data mine it. They know that we're out here, we're unsatisfied, and we want something different. And, you know, maybe the COVID-19 was just a thing to patch over that for now. And, you know, that patch is wearing off, and they're going to have to come up with more ways to impose their tyranny. Because, we know what the plan is, basically. We know what they want to do, this great reset and, you know, social credit score, you know, prison planet and all that. So anything that they can nudge that agenda along with, they'll use, I think.
There's no the coincidence that there was all these Elevest protests, the Hong Kong protests, and then all of a sudden, you got this case of COVID in Wuhan, just, you know, happened, you know, just at the same time, and all of a sudden, everyone was locked down, no more Yellow Vest protests. So I think they have to loop everyone into the same sort of bundle as being anti-government. People are not satisfied, and so forth and so on. Just another note on this Yara Sachs, this member of parliament.
Well, here,
so
we have the break here. Let us hold you over. We have the break. We'll hold you. We'll be right back.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with co-host Stephen Douglas Weitener, and we're on the line with Daniel in British Columbia. Daniel, you wanted to make a point on one individual related to the Canadian trucker protest.
Yeah. So this was Yara Sachs, and I just wanted to finish up that point, and then I had another quick point, but I'll try and be real quick. So Yara Sachs defeated Joel Yaakov Etienne, who was a conservative, another Jew. So she beat him out. She beat out the last seat in Parliament, Michael Levitt. So Michael Levitt, before him, it was Mark Adler. So every single person in the last like 10 years in this parliamentary member of parliament seat has been a member of the tribe. So, you know, these are less than 2% of Canadians. So they've got a foothold in York, Ontario here. And it just blows my mind that this woman can get up there and spew this ridiculous theory that like some little Pepe the Frog equates to every single trucker being some kind of Hitler fan, you know. I wanted to also make another real quick point. The other week, I was doing a little bit of research, and I found out if you Google or DuckDuckGo Ehud Barak under news, you'll find there's an Israeli news article where Rafay Eitan, who was a big player in the formation of Israel, before he died, he was mentioning that Ehud Barak had a huge role in the Jonathan Pollard spy scandal. And I know David Duke has been mentioning Ehud Barak a lot just in the past few days. I was trying to get this information to him because, you know, you're mentioning Epstein and the honeypot with Jeffrey Epstein's little spy ring with the sex slaves. And how Ehud Barak played a big role in that. You know, he was seen right outside Epstein's New York apartment wearing a scarf trying to hide his identity. So here we have a very small little... it's funny how what you can get from Israeli news. They actually will print stuff that you'll never see in an American newspaper or online. So I don't know if you're able to tell Patrick Slattery or give him just DuckDuckGo Ehud Barak news, and you'll find this little tidbit about him having a role in the Jonathan Pollard spy scandal. I mean, a former Israeli prime minister spying on America, that should be on the front page of every New York Times, but of course we know why that's not true. So I'll let you get on with your show, gentlemen. Thanks a lot. Have a good one, and honk, honk.
Thank you for the call. Stephen, do you want to comment?
I agree with you about the Israeli press being more objective than you would think. Yeah, thanks for that information. I just was wondering if this person, this Sachs person, Yair Sachs, was a member of the Alpine Global Leadership Network. There's this other parallel network of people that seem to be involved at all in the highest levels here locally and around, and that came to mind too. But really, thanks for the information.
Absolutely. Well, let's go to next caller. We have Dan in Washington on the line. Hello, Dan. Hey, welcome to the show. Good afternoon. What's on your mind?
Thanks. I called just the hypocrisy of. It basically comes down to white people not being able to just stick up for themselves and politicians not being able to openly defend white people. And that's true as America.
Oh, yeah, in Canada, I mean, you can't protest any of these things. You're having bank accounts frozen. All of these things, though, don't apply if you're a refugee, you know, an illegal alien, even if you're just a minority. So it's just the white people who have no freedom of speech to peaceful protest or to be heard whatsoever blatantly in people's face. And they've been shamed so much for these narratives of history spun by Jewish power, and including the caricature of Hitler. That's what they're trying to associate people with, not the real man, if you look into the facts of history as opposed to the propaganda. Go on, Dan.
Exactly, you know, and I mean, Black Lives Matter does all this stuff and burns down cities and violence, and people get killed, and they get billions of dollars in their GoFundMe. And, you know, even though the trucker thing wasn't explicitly white or January 6th, but they see it as that. And all I can say is, you know, that was a good last caller, and hopefully he spreads the word of that around about the tribe. You know, calling everybody a Nazi, and that's what they do. And hopefully it wakes people up. I don't know what to say. A lot of these people kind of just like January 6th are probably big Zionist Israel supporters. And so it's kind of nice because it's maybe it will fragment the so-called conservatives who basically, it's all just dog whistles and never just defend white people. And if they would have done that 20 years ago, it would have got us out of this situation, you know?
Well, you know, I mean, it seems with January 6th, as well as so far the response to the Canadian trucker convoy and what may be in the works plans by the government for a false flag here in the States. I mean, it seems like they're using the Charlottesville formula, you know, for demonization, a setup with January 6th and also with any protests of these shots and mandates.
Yeah, I guess there was a vote on funding mandates, and of course it was like really close, and the usual sus, I think it was Mitt Romney and Lindsey Graham, and like four, just enough Republicans didn't vote on that, so it passed. Mm-hmm. So they're going to continue.
Yeah, I didn't get
funding.
They didn't show up. Yeah, some of them just didn't show up. Yeah. That was traitors,
so
everyone.
Yeah. Exactly,
but it shows that at least some of them are afraid to answer to their locals at home who they represent. They just they didn't want anyone to. The easiest thing for them was to bow out and not show up. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dan. You were going to add to.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just and that's probably because they want to use it in the next election. They'll give dog whistles that they defend. You basically dog whistle that they're really sticking up for us, but still never stand up for white people. And then it's just like a big game, you know, so that's how they maintain control of stupid stuff. So it's kind of,
they keep associating, it's kind of nice,
you know.
And they keep associating more and more of these things that are against the establishment agenda. I mean, any COVID disinformation they were trying to link to racism or white supremacy or you know, you don't wear a mask, it means you want black people to get sick out there, minorities, because, you know, we're hearing about the susceptibility with just basically the differences from vitamin E due to sun exposure, different types of things with the melatonin. I mean... It's trying to, at this point, have everyone in the same category, and domestic terrorist, white supremacist, whatever label they can throw at you, which shames you into self-censorship, they'll use.
It's interesting because all those people are probably the same people, you know, and I was kind of one of them like 20 years ago that would, you know, military, God bless the flag, and we support our troops, all this crap. And now it's kind of funny, though, because the people that the system needs to go die in a stupid war for, you know, Ukraine or something, those are the same ones that they're locking up. And so what's the system going to do other than just sit there? Well, and I hope, I'm glad Putin did what he did. And it's like it's an interesting, we'd like... demoralized, you know. It's all demoralizing
I guess what I was really trying to stress is it's amazing how much they've managed to politicize so many of these issues without most people catching on to the scam. I mean, you know, to be against the mandates, to be against the shots, pretty much to be against the establishment now is seen as white supremacy or supporting, the white patriarchy, as they might put it. And so, it is interesting. I mean, a lot of these immigrants, a lot of these non-white immigrants are far less likely to value the freedoms, recognize what America is really unique and vital to freedom in the world as a beacon, as a role model, and how much could be lost very quickly here. In the wake of all this. Well, I don't know. We have a couple other callers, but I always...
That's all I had. Yep, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, I don't want to risk rambling either. Joe in Florida. Hello, Joe.
Hey, thanks, Richard. And how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call. There's a connection between the first Trump impeachment hoax and these Ukrainians and what they're doing, which I didn't even realize, but I saw the story. It was this guy who's on now, they're using him to quote this Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, Alexander Vindman, you know. Now, I remember from the Trump thing, but I brought up a New York Times story, and it reminded me of the whole premise, and I had totally forgot about it. It's like an October 19th story. Just one line where it says, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a top Ukraine expert, national security, twice registered internal objections about how Trump and his inner circle were treating Ukraine out of what he called a sense of duty. And then it reminded me, yeah, that premise of these Ukrainian Jews that are apparently they're got their own little cabal in the federal government, no matter who the president is, trying to gin up. What was the complaint that this Lieutenant Colonel Vindman had against Trump foreign policy with Ukraine? Because he wouldn't start a war with Russia using Ukraine as the excuse. Right? So now, of course, Biden, their puppet, is there, and it's full steam ahead, you know? So I was amazed to see that this little connection, they've been trying, certainly from the Obama years, to get a war going. And the other thing I want to say really quickly was the important thing that happened this weekend, and it almost escaped me. So we've got a narrative, this mainstream media BS, saying, oh, Putin invaded Ukraine. The big thing that happened this last weekend, the change, was on Saturday, Zelensky, the Jewish-Ukrainian leader, all of a sudden, out of the blue, announces he's not going to abide by that Budapest memo, which they've been, you know, prevents them from even attempting to have nuclear weapons. Like, is this, that's not an important event? You know, we didn't see mainstream media reporting that. That was the seminal thing that changed the whole dynamic. This guy, all of a sudden, out of the blue, says, oh, you know, that treaty we've been abiding by for 30, we're not going to pay attention to that. You know, the one that lets us get nuclear weapons. So what is President Putin supposed to do when that happens? And yet the media totally, completely ignored that very critical event, which, in my opinion, changed the whole story.
So Zelensky Saturday said they would no longer abide by the nuclear prohibition. The treaty, the one that what you said this was, what, the Budapest memo? Did that go back to when the Soviet Union when Ukraine gave up their nukes after the Soviet Union? Does it go back that far? I'm not sure exactly which.
Precisely, exactly.
Flesh that out. Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's when they. In other words, Ukraine was negotiated by the U.S. and by Russia. They all signed out to this Budapest memo, which said, you know, this was after the Berlin Wall fell. And there was still a lot of concern on the U.S. side about them having nuclear weapons. And so they voluntarily agreed. They signed this treaty. Now, that's the thing that they've been abiding by for 30 years. All of a sudden, out of the blue, Zelensky announces on Saturday, oh, we're not going to pay any attention to that. Well, that's a pretty big news development in this crisis where, you know, they're just about trying to put missiles on Russia's border.
Yeah, that surprises me that Zelensky would go that far. I read somewhere he was about to leave. They were telling him to leave Kiev, and he wouldn't leave Kiev. And I don't know what – it's a big show on one level, but also you mentioned it like that. That does sound a lot more serious. But, you know, I mean, what is he going to do? Is he going to start developing them when he's going to base NATO there? It's just – I mean, he just kind of made this vague – thing where I'm not going to abide by it anymore at this point. It's not like a threat or anything yet, is it?
No, yeah.
Joe, I mean, true, right.
I mean, the media has totally blacked that part of the story out. Mm-hmm. The thing that gets me pissed off is that all of a sudden this narrative that we're being fed is that, oh, out of the blue, Putin invaded Ukraine, which obviously misses the whole point.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
He's waited 8 years to be just someone who's supportive of these separatist republics, you know, these separatist factions, and that's been very cautious on his part. And he hasn't invaded anything, so of course it's shameless the West reporting. But I'm sure much of Europe and much of the world, for that matter, are with their news sources, you know, looking at it a bit more objectively. But in the West, especially in the U.S. here, perhaps places like the U.K.'s Daily Mail will be just as bad. But it's amazing how much the lies are. And, well,
and it's always the same narrative, too. Yeah, always
this. But yeah, we have a final caller to try to get you. I appreciate your call, though, sir. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Patrick in Texas. Hello, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to wrap this up here. I just say this is all just, you know, Noodleman, you know, 2.0. They kind of keep track of which CIA is over there meddling. I was wanting to bring up Roger Sales. Well, first off, all the world is watching America. If we cannot break this matrix of this control of the bankers and with all of their army of lawyers that is the army of the banksters, if we can't break it, then they're not going to stand much of a chance. And I think Roger Sales, he's like 6-8 hours he spent on the National Intel Report explaining that they misidentified us and calling us a U.S. citizen when we're not, and the Air Force stripping all your rights. And they not only do that, but in the Civil War, that was the big coup. That's where they actually stole our identity. And not only misidentified us, they misidentified the nation. And they took our subcontractors executing 19 enumerated powers and made them the actual government. We gave them those duties. Then all of a sudden, they run the whole show. They just beat everybody in the head. And nobody, when you're starting to understand that. But they changed our legal system where we're all in the military zones. Now they're FEMA zones, but they're still running. Like FDR says, you know, we're going to have military style courts. I don't care what you call them. And that's what we got. Now, you know, nobody really can understand that. There's people look at this, John Quaid. Everybody's looked into it and said, hey, that sounds a lot like, you know, Roman whatever. No, it's military courts. Anyway, I'll let y'all go. I just want to say these guys are, you know, they've been doing this for a long time. All right, y'all be cool.
Appreciate the call, Patrick. Thanks for calling. Yeah, we have the break. We'll be back for the final segment.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
We are back for the final segment, folks, Beyond the Official Narrative. Here at Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host Stephen Douglas Whitener. You know, just another quick headline in other news, Stephen. GM is petitioning the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to approve a self-driving car without a steering wheel, which has no steering wheel. How would you like to be behind one of those? But isn't it a perfect metaphor or whatever you'd call it, a symbol of where they want to take us with this AI transhumanist global agenda? You know, we're supposed to be in a car without a steering wheel, letting Klaus Schwab handle everything.
Yeah, it's very, very symbolic of what's going on. They're going to take us where they want us to go. It's disgusting. I know they want to do that with trucks too, and I think that they're a bit premature with this, but you know, they're trying. Just like as with that nanotech that you were talking about, this, if they don't have any regulation and they can try anything they want, my mind can come up with some pretty crazy stuff. I don't want to, you know, sound nuts or anything on the air, but you know, I can come up with some pretty off the wall scenarios, and if I can think of them, then they could probably try them. And that's crazy, you know? And the patents already exist for things like influencing your thoughts and reading your thoughts. It was even a Facebook article, something about Facebook trying to develop some kind of AI that could, you could move around the screen with your mind and stuff. They've worked on those kind of things already. So
yeah,
who's to know?
We should flesh out in future shows more from what Dr. David Martin details of the technology and patents, and also all of this, even more of this article we were reading from today on the transhuman agenda. There's a lot of great facts in there for people to do more research on, if I could find some time. Yeah, Stephen, we shouldn't leave this alone. This is really where you want to put all your chips as far as your focus to push back.
Yeah, where they are breaking the law. David Martin was talking about how Trudeau couldn't back down because he was a criminal in cahoots, getting paid every time a shot was given in Canada. That it went all the way back to the lipid nanotech that uses it as a delivery package in the mRNA technology. And he fleshes it out with the patents and the companies and the corporations and the names and the crimes they committed. And that's where we're going to have to push back. I saw a person running for attorney general in South Carolina last night named Lauren Martell. And, you know, she was talking about standing up for the Heritage Act in South Carolina, not let our monuments get destroyed and things like that, that current attorney general had kind of backed off of that and has been pushing back against the mandates where the one we have now. He was just a Me Too guy in one of the lawsuits that several states filed. He hasn't done anything. He's part of this, you know. But hey, great to be on with you, Richard. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, Stephen. Yeah. I look forward to Friday with you, Stephen, as well, of course. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
All right.
And I believe I'll have a live roundtable panel this Friday. I look forward to that, folks. Stick around for Patrick Slattery, of course, with National Bugle Radio. That's always an excellent broadcast. I do catch myself. Do give a listen if you don't already. Please support RBN to continue to keep all of this running, continue to make all this possible, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.